Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So our assignments on Friday, what would you title a book, a song, and a movie about your life? Record and listen. On Saturday, tense yourself physically, relax. Tense emotionally, relax. Tense mentally, relax. Repeat each exercise as you find out exactly where and how you do this. Record and listen. And then yesterday, draw a picture of your body. Record and listen.
That's a big weekend.
All right, here is our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
They're unmuting.
Uh-oh. Okay, here
we go.
I can
feel it.
One more time. First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Well, good morning. I didn't expect to be first. This is nice.
Hi there.
Hi, this is Barbara in Southern California.
Hello, Barbara.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, me too. How was your weekend?
Very nice, thank you. I had a lot of interesting experiences with the two body assignments, the tensing and relaxing and the drawing the picture.
Mm-hmm.
This was especially fascinating because I feel like a lot of my my karma or whatever I'm working out in this lifetime centers on body issues. And so I felt a lot of resistance to doing these exercises. Like, oh, I don't want to go there. I know that's where I get the worst beatings and, you know, but I just decided I would do it anyway. And so the tensing and relaxing thing was very interesting to see because I found that I could go through the tensing and relaxing of physically without it sort of involving mental or emotional things. I could just make that happen. But then whenever I started tensing either mentally or emotionally, everything else tensed up also. So it seemed like there was a progression from there would be like a mental tensing, which was thinking about something unpleasant, and then that would cause emotional tensing, and then that would lead to physical tension in the body. So that was unexpected for me to see. Yeah, yeah. Very good to see that. Yeah, yeah.
Very good to see that and to see what a great argument it is for meditation.
True, true.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So then I moved on to drawing the picture of the body, which I really got a lot of resistance on. I did not want to do that at all. Like, oh, no. I brought up all the things that, you know, all the ways in which I am not the perfect human being and that I should be changing. And but, again, I went ahead and did it anyway. And it, of course, turned out to be a completely different experience than I was told it would be, which is always surprising.
Good surprise.
To see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So, and it was actually fun because the I'm far from being an artist, but, you know, I just kind of didn't pay any attention to that and just let myself draw. And what I came up with was something that looked sort of like the Michelin tire man's mother. So a bunch of circles kind of plopped on top of each other. And it was actually so hilarious that I started laughing. And I thought, oh, really? You know, that's the way somebody sees me, even though I don't think it's true. But, yeah, so, and then I realized that what had been keeping me from doing this was I was hearing a lot of stories about, you know, how sad I am around body image issues and how this has been the cause of so much suffering in my life and I can't look at this, all very dramatic. And then once I started doing the exercise, I realized, oh, no, that's that's not true at all. I mean, there have been many times in my life where I've been perfectly happy with my body, and it's served me well. And, you know, what is all this nonsense anyway that just kind of runs under the surface of things all the time? So this really brought it up to the top. And yeah.
So I project the thing that you have seen most clearly, and that I hope there are just lots and lots and lots of recordings about to remind you of this, is that resistance means you are on the right track, and that it's going to be something good for you when you go ahead with whatever the resistance is saying no to. That's what you proved to yourself, right, in those cases.
Right.
The resistance, we talk about this a lot, right? But you just had a direct experience of it. The resistance is protecting ego. It's not protecting you. And that when you, and lots of recordings about what a willing human being you are too. And so when you went with the willingness to do the assignment anyway, you had a great time. And
I did.
Combine that with learning not to allow conditioned mind to take you into those negative places that tense up the body and tense up the emotions. I mean, that's a complete ending suffering package that you got this weekend.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And this was combined with another thing that I've been working on for some time, which is sort of experimenting with putting myself in a different way of eating. And I have a long history of doing this and having it not come out well, where it just got used as, you know, more material to be beaten with. So this time I'm trying to do it much more consciously than I have in the past. As you know, not more of as just an experiment, an investigation into, you know, what makes this body feel best. And of course, you know, that goes along okay for a week or two, and then all of a sudden the voices start up again. Oh, this isn't working. This, you know, you're not going to be able to do this. You know, you might as well quit, which is just with anything, you know. Might as well practice, might as well quit.
Yeah, you're bringing conscious awareness to this. Yeah, you better quit. And so, of course, the secret ingredient that you have this time is recording and listening and the mentor.
Yes, indeed. And and reminding myself that this is differently from the past. This is not a self-improvement plan.
That's
This is different.
Compassionate awareness. Yes,
because always before it was a self-improvement plan. You know, you are X, Y, Z, you know.
This is what's wrong with you.
Yes.
Here's how to fix you.
Right.
Yeah, just not.
So I'm starting from a different place this time. No.
You are.
Yeah.
From a lot, of conscious awareness.
Yeah.
Good.
All very good to see, and thank you. I don't think this would be going so well without, you know, this workshop, the daily check-ins. No.
We know how it went before, right?
We do.
How it went before practice.
Yes.
All right.
We have many decades.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Wachini. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Barbara. Yeah, what would we do without practice, Sherry?
Oh,
not something to be contemplated, I think.
No, we don't even think about it.
Yes.
It'll just make our minds, our bodies, and our emotions tense to think about that.
Yes. Let's not do that. Let's listen to another caller. Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Pasha.
Hey, Pasha.
From San Francisco. And I have to report that I didn't do the assignments over the weekend, as I find myself busy with something, and also doing the assignments in the head, reading them and imagining what I would do is not the same as I hear another caller reporting.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the head that we're doing it in is called conditioned mind.
Yes. Right?
And it's just not the same experience as actually being present and participating.
Yes. So my commitment is go back and do the assignments, and I've done it before, and it's possible to catch up despite what the conditioned mind continues saying, as I already failed, and so on. So, that's what I'm going to do.
Good to prove that a lie, right? You've already failed. Go back with Barbara, right? You've already failed. You might as well quit. Just give up. Just give up because, and so what we say is, well, actually, no. This is not something from the past. It's a book. They are assignments. They can happen right now.
Yes, and it was convincing me not to call this morning and not to get on in the queue, and it was it was a kind of hard practice moment to get myself in the queue without assignment made. So, he's the one for Pasha, and he's the three more coming.
Yes, and Pasha, that is just so important. So we another willingness medal, right? For going ahead and going against those voices, doing it anyway, stepping up, because you are making a choice for the human being, right? You're not going to leave him behind. It's not, there's nothing, the voices would want us to be ashamed, right? You didn't do it. You can't, you're not worthy. You can't participate because you didn't do the right thing. And we just say, no. Not true, and just pick right up where we are.
Yes.
Very inspiring. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pasha. Gusho.
Thanks, Pasha. That is just such an important process point, right, Terry, that to notice how the resistance is built through the narrative of if this, then that. So if you don't do the assignments, you cannot participate in the show. And they're actually not related.
Right. What a good point. Because all we're talking about is what's going on with us. And there can be as much going on with us not doing the assignment as doing the assignment.
That's right. It's such a very, you know, it's almost like you have that training when you're going to school. If you didn't do your homework, you get punished. And, you know, there's just some sort of the conditioned orientation to how things are related when they're not. And to break through that, those assumptions of continuity that conditioning puts together is such a freeing thing. You know, it's like if you did it before and it didn't work, then it implies that if you do it now, it won't work. And so don't do it. Right?
It's like, instead of do it and make it work.
Yeah.
We didn't get as kids, right?
Yes. And so there's no shame, there's no guilt. You just happen to do it now and then see what happens.
Yeah. And we don't know, because people report this kind of thing where they did it all together in order to catch up and had this profound experience of something coming together. And there's that sense that if I've been doing one a day, like the assignment, like we do the assignments, it wouldn't have happened that way. So we do our best, but as Pasha said, you know, there was a lot going on, and sometimes there's a lot going on, and it's just not possible. Well, we're never behind. We're always right here, if we choose to be right here.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, wow. This is Carol from Washington. I'm on the air.
Yes, you are. Hello.
Oh, hello. Well, this is a very interesting discussion because for the most part, I've done the assignments, but occasionally I haven't. And then the voices in my head start haranguing me. You better catch up, you know. You better catch up. If you don't catch up, it's all ruined. And, you know, the whole retreat is tanked. And so what I have done is I have not listened to those voices, and I have decided not to catch up and just let it go. And so that's what I've done, and that has felt freeing.
Uh-huh. Now, an alternative perspective. What you want to let go is the voices.
Yes.
Right? But you don't really want to let go the exercise.
Yes, I was kind of onto that in a way. Because the voice is telling me, you know, you got to catch up in that desperate kind of frantic kind of way. And so it can go on yammering, and I can still choose to catch up. But just because that's what I would do for myself.
Exactly. Because that you've got to catch up, you've got to catch up, is not meant to help you catch up, right? It's meant to distract and disrupt and get you to miss another assignment and another until finally it gets to the, it has tanked. You know, come on. You are so far behind, there's just no sense. Just quit. All roads with self-hate lead to quit. Anything that brings us to presence.
Right, yeah. And now, as we're talking, it's like, it's really, well, so ego wants to move this to the horrid to-do list. Okay, now you've got to catch up, you know. Now you've got this onerous thing on your to-do list. So it just works so quickly.
Yes, it does. It does. It can just, talking out of both sides of its mouth is not enough. It's just all of its mouth all the time, right? So whatever will distract you, whatever will distress you, that's what it's going to say. And so, what we can have is, wow, I have all these opportunities to be with myself and have awarenesses. This is great.
Yeah.
And you've already paid for it.
Yeah, and when I do the assignments, you mean
you've already paid for the retreat. So it's like you have to. So maybe, you know, this afternoon or whenever you decide to get out all your colored pencils and stuff and you're going to go to a workshop.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do that right in your own living room, right? Because this is retreat you're already a workshop you're already in, right? And so now you get to have this, fix your cup of tea and just have a luxurious time with yourself for insights and clarity and new perspectives, and it's glorious. There's no pressure or tension in it.
Right, and that's really a nice reminder about it, like being on a shorter retreat, because I do have that sense of spaciousness and kind of relaxation and focus.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you could, you know, go find a tree in the sunshine and sit under it and do them, or whatever is that is like having a particularly luxurious, is the word I keep coming up with, time with yourself. To really enjoy yourself.
Yes, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. Thank you, Sharon.
It's good. Thank you, Carol.
You're welcome.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thanks,
I will.
Carol.
Okay.
That's just so interesting, you know, that we don't actually do things because we enjoy them. Or that it's for me, that for me is considered such a selfish reason.
Oh, yeah.
You should, but not
should.
Because this is something that actually is for me and not the me of ego.
Hmm. Yeah. Right. Well, that's it. You know, if it's there are lots of things that are for me, ego me, that ego is very supportive of. But things mm-hmm. that are for awareness, for authenticity, mm-hmm. for the heart, ooh, no. Those become shoulds and have to, and you better, and you didn't, and you're a failure, and you need to quit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
All right. Well, we have time for several more callers, so here we go. Next caller. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oops.
Oh, no, I'm here. This is Mira.
This is Mira?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, hello.
Hello. I told you that I was ready for cue practice, and here I am.
Yes, you did. And boy, you are. And look what happens to people.
I know. And this morning, it's the usual thing started, and I saw the campaign, and I recognized it. So I joined the virtual meditation group this morning, and now here I am for this. So,
oh, ego is in so much trouble.
It
right?
really is. And the assignments were part of that too. So the what book, song, and movie best describe your life, that was great practice for what would you title a book, song, and movie about your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because the things that came in, first of all, I saw how I went to conditioned mind to try to figure out, and then the things that came in is like, why that? But once I relaxed and just said, okay, then I started to see the connections.
Now we're back to Barbara, right? When you just relaxed, that mm-hmm. was the secret. Because, again, with what we've heard this morning, conditioned mind is, gotta figure this out, gotta do this, gotta, right? And so you just
right.
relax and breathe, and here it comes.
And that's how I did the next assignment about what would I title a book. Because I mm-hmm. could not go to conditioned mind for that. It just wasn't going to happen.
mm-hmm.
And so mm-hmm. sitting with my recorder, I'm like, okay, life, what have you got for me?
Come on, this is your life.
Yes, and things showed up, and I wrote them down, and once that process started, I was done in a few minutes. Easy peasy.
Uh-huh. And it felt right? Felt good?
It felt perfectly fine because it's just what it was in that moment. It's not all defining forevermore and has to capture every single thing that happened to me.
Right. The world's longest book title.
Yes.
And, right. And in fact, that from what you say, there's that sense that you could do this at another time and something different would come through.
Absolutely.
Because you would be different in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Good? So I have a curiosity. Did you
yeah.
did you bring the workbook with you on retreat?
I did.
Or you did? Oh, okay.
I did,
so you
yeah.
catch up. You kept up a little. Okay.
I kept up, yeah. yeah. And then the Saturday assignment I did Saturday night, and the Sunday assignment I did this morning.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, because you had a little reentry to deal with.
That's right. That's right.
Uh-huh.
And what was so great about the Saturday assignment about tensing yourself physically, emotionally, mentally, and relaxing after each time mm-hmm. was it was a great practice of disidentification
mm-hmm.
to go into it and really feel it and then relax and see, oh, wait, I noticed this whole thing happening. I was able to make it happen.
Oh, yes. Yes. So this is not some foreign thing that just happens to you and you have no ability to influence it. You can do it. So you know it's being done.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes. And it was really helpful sitting here, because I got my workbook open on my lap. It was really helpful to be sitting here looking at that while I was sitting in the queue. I'm like, okay, this is actually what's happening right now. I can feel that third chakra turmoil, but still be here and present and ready.
Oh, yes. Yes. Wow. That is really exciting, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. And for people who, you know, anybody who's kind of on the cusp, this is when practice becomes something. It moves from, and I should, I know this is good for me. I'm certain I'm going to love it pretty soon, to, wow, I actually don't want to do anything else. I don't want to miss a single moment of life.
That's right.
Is that true?
It is. It is. Yeah. And going to the next one was part of that, because that was kind of hard. Like, now what am I going to do for this? And so I just drew what was there. And I saw when I looked at the images that I saw that there's strength inside. And it wasn't like really strongly depicted, but I could see it inside that, I mean, of course, these don't really look like my body, and they're kind of like a conditioned version of what it is, because who knows what it really looks like, especially since I did a front and back view. But then when I was recording about it, I was seeing, well, okay, so what didn't get on here? There's no face. There's a lot of things that are missing. But I could really feel like there was like a solid human being here. And I can really be with that.
All the strength you need to live a marvelous, a fulfilling, satisfying life.
That's right. And this is someone who I can take care of. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I can. She can be the center of my life.
Yes. Yeah. As she should be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you, Mira.
Yeah, thank you, Sherry. This was great.
It is. Take good care of yourself, okay?
Okay. All right.
Thanks. I know you will. Okay.
Yes, bye-bye. And I will be in the queue again.
Oh, very good. Very good. But if we don't hear from you, we'll be calling you, okay? Because we'll know. Yeah.
You
stepped off. Yeah.
Okay, Sherry. Right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mira. You could always tell the after-retreat glow, Sherry.
Yes. Yeah. And that commitment to practice that makes sure it's going to stick.
Yes, absolutely. And there are lots of people on retreat, from the retreat, who are on the queue, and I would encourage them to stick around, and hopefully we'll get to hear from them shortly, tomorrow. So
yes.
Anyway, that brings us to the end of our show, because I don't think I could squeeze someone in for the 1 minute we have left.
Okay.
And so our assignment today is take plenty of time to do this. Move your attention from the top of your head down through your entire body, all the way to your toes, and experience your body as fully as possible.
Mm.
Record and listen.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much, Ashwini.
Thank you, Sherry. Talk and we
you
will talk to everybody and you tomorrow. Yes, thank you.
Okay, all right. Go happy.
Bye-bye.